Hey, over the last 2 years that we have been in the sleep sorority, I've had the pleasure and the honor of chatting with many of you guys in a one-on-one coaching call. Those are always available as an add-on. I don't even offer them if you're not in the membership. So it's only for our members here. And I believe I should go back and do the math, but over half of the calls that I have, coaching calls that I've had, every other one, let's just say that, because I mean, I don't know, but it's just, this is a common theme. I'm coaching them on deleting a package on their website because it doesn't make any sense. Now, what I love is guiding the consultant to understand that that's not a good offering. So it usually goes something like this. We discuss how they are feeling burned out. We discuss how they are feeling like they're spending so much time with clients and they don't have time to create content and their emails, and they know that this is something that's valuable, but like they don't have time to do it. And so we look at their packages. I pull up on their website and I say, okay, tell me about this 30-minute call option. Do you have a lot of those? They say, yes, I have like 10 a week. I'm like, okay, tell me about your next package, your full one-on-one package. Oh, I maybe get like one a week, maybe two a week. Okay, what about your middle tier package here? It says this has tech support. Oh yeah, I get like three of those a week. Okay, all right, tell me about your big package. Oh no, nobody really buys that. Okay, so you maybe have three clients per week, which is really great. And that's they're feeling good about that, but they're feeling like they need to make more money, but they're feeling burned out. So what do you think the common denominator here is? They're feeling burned out because they have about 10 30-minute calls per week and three one-on-one clients, but they need to make more money and they're feeling burned out. What do you think the answer is? It's to delete the 30-minute phone call option. Okay, guys, so let's just talk about this. You are offering a 30-minute phone call because you want to have a lower price option. When someone comes to your website, you want to feel like you are for everyone, that you're not just a high price product, that you are for everyone, and you're for anyone who needs help, I can help you. And I get that. That is admirable. But what if I told you you're not actually helping them? Because they may purchase a 30-minute phone call and they may say on that form that little sweet Jane has short naps. That's it. We're really struggling. My little one just has short naps. And you're like, okay, yeah, I've got a whole checklist we can go through. And then you get on the phone with Jane's mom, and Jane's mom proceeds to tell you that yes, we have short naps, but also we're waking up at 5:30 in the morning, and the only way to get her to go back to sleep is if I just get her into my bed, and that's where I just nurse her back to sleep in my bed, and then we all get up at 7, and then the day goes through and we have short naps, and then bedtime is a disaster. I have to bounce her on the yoga ball to just to even try to get to sleep, and then we wake up throughout the night and I'm just popping the pacifier back in, and then at 5:30 it starts again and I just get her into my bed and the cycle starts all over. And you're like, oh boy, I cannot solve your problems in 30 minutes. Jane's mom, you just told me all you had was short naps, and now I'm on the phone and I realize it's not just short naps. So here's what I learned very quickly. With your clients, it's never just one thing. Never. No matter what they say, and they say, oh, it's just this, it's never that. And you know, it's never just that one issue. The problem is you are offering them a low cost solution because you think you're helping them. And then you get on the phone and you realize you could help them solve short naps, but you can't do any of that without actually getting to the foundation of why Jane cannot sleep and why she is unable to sleep. Like you can't solve that in 30 minutes. There's a reason you work with clients one-on-one for 2 weeks straight. There's a reason. It's because it takes time. So in all reality, you're showing up on this 30-minute phone call. Jane's mom thinks you're going to solve her problems in 30 minutes. And you're on the other side like, this lady doesn't get it. I can't solve her problems in 30 minutes. So then what happens? You try to word vomit and spray her down like a fire hydrant with all this information. She gets off the phone feeling pretty overwhelmed because she has a lot of work to do. And then maybe you email her a couple of follow-up notes like, hey, don't forget we talked about this, this, and this, and this. Or maybe you don't email her at all, but she starts emailing you and says, hey, well, now I just have a follow-up question about this. Hey, I just have a question about that. And then before you know it, that $60 30-minute phone call, you've actually, like, you've worked for almost an hour and a half with Jane's mom, and you're basically losing money now, because you should never be charging $60 for a 30-minute phone call that someone can buy off your website. You're not actually serving them. And what if I told you you would make more money and you would be less stressed if you stopped offering a 30-minute package and you only offered that to people you've already worked with and you didn't advertise it on your website? But when a former client calls you back up or texts you or emails you and says that they just have a few questions, you can send them that 30-minute link, and that is only for your past clients. Now, hear me out. If you are a new sleep consultant, this applies to you as well, okay? This is not like, oh, this only applies if you're seasoned. Honestly, I know that some of you may say, oh, but I like doing 30-minute calls. It gets me lots of practice and I learn a lot of things. Okay, yes, you may, but you are really stretching yourself thin and you're not reaching your full potential of what you can do with clients. You're just not. You're trying to squeeze in what you know in 30 minutes and you're not serving them the best you can serve them. So instead, what I would suggest you do is get them on a 15-minute sales call so you can share with them, well, first, you can hear what they're going through and then you can share with them how you can be their guide to help. That's your goal. Your goal is not to book 30-minute phone calls and get paid $60 for it. That sounds like easy, quick money, but trust me, you're not serving them well in the long run. So delete that option off your website, you guys. And if you need to, maybe you increase your one-on-one packages. I just did this recently with one of our sleep sisters. We deleted her 30-minute option and I looked at her one-on-one packages and I was like, are you serious? You're charging this little and you've been in business for nearly 2 years now. Oh, you need to up that price. Now you're probably wondering, well, what was her price? Well, her price was low. And I know that within the world of sleep consulting, this can mean different things. But on average, your hourly rate should be never under $100. Your hourly rate should never be under $100. Let's just say that. What I need you to understand and what I need you to know is that your worth is not tied up in a 30-minute phone call. Your worth and the work that you can do that represents your full spectrum of how good you are at your job is your full packages. Now, remember the Go-Giver. They talk about how your income is directly tied to how many people you are impacting, how many lives you're impacting, and how well you're serving them. So think about that. You cannot possibly serve that many people in 30 minutes. You can't. You cannot serve them to your full ability. So please, please do me a favor and delete the 30-minute phone call option off of your website packages. You think you're doing yourself a favor and you think you're serving people well, but in reality, you and I both know you can serve them so much better and you will not be so overworked and burnt out if you stop that and you get them on the phone to do a 15-minute call to then have them become your full client. This episode pairs perfectly well with the buy now button conversation. So next week, we are going to have a conversation about the buy now button and how you can have a buy now button along with a know, like, and trust factor that gets people buying your big packages off of your website without you even having to have a 15-minute call. So more on that next week. Stay tuned. Here's what I want you to do though. Right now, if I've coached you about this topic, or if this is something that you want to give a try and see how this goes and just humor me and do it, and then you realize, oh, wow, that this is actually very life-giving to no longer offer that package, I want you to open up your phone, open up the Voice Memos app and say your name and your business name and let us know what life was like when you used to offer 30-minute phone calls and now you don't. And tell us what you have learned. I want to hear from you. And then email it to me, Rebecca@thesleepsorority.com. And I want to know. I want to hear it from you. And I am cheering you on. All right. Talk soon.